Welcome to our service for Remembrance Sunday. The war in Ukraine has brought home to us again the horrors of war. Of course, there have been other wars, especially civil wars in recent decades around the world, but the flare-up of a war between two sovereign nations on our own continent is quite literally too close to home. Along with the servicemen and women, and indeed the civilian casualties of our own land, we will be remembering today those who are suffering in Ukraine and those they have lost, in Ukraine and wherever in the world there is conflict.
Drop, drop, slow tears, and bathe those beauteous feet that brought from heaven news and Prince of Peace. Cease not, wet eyes, his mercies to entreat, to cry for vengeance in death.
So to our time of penitence, in which we confess our own sin and the sin of our race in the face of war, violence, and hatred. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, in what we have done and what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please you in newness of life, to the honour and glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness. And keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the Collect for the second Sunday before Advent. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first Bible reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." Here ends the reading.
Darlleniad o Efengyl Matthew, penod 21. Ar Iesu aeth i mewn i deml ddiw, ac adaflodd allan bawb ar oedd yn gwerthu ac yn prynu yn y deml, ac adymchwelodd i lawr fyrddau'r newidwyr arian a chadeiriau rhai oedd yn gwerthu colomenod. Ac efe a ddywedodd wrthynt, ysgrwyf enwyd, ti gweddi y gelwyr fy nhi i, eith i'r chi a'i gwneithoch yn ogof lladron. A daeth y deillion a'r cloffion ato yn y deml ac efe a'i hiachawodd wynt. A phan welodd yr arch y ffeiriaid a'r ysgrifenyddion a'r rhyfeddodau i wnaethau efe, a'r plant yn llefen yn y deml ac yn dywedid, Hosanna i fab Dafydd, pwy a Lidiasant. Ac a ddywed asant wrtho, a wyt ti yn clywed beth y mae rhai hyn yn ei ddywedid? A'r Iesu a ddywedodd wrthynt y dwyf. Ond i ddarllenasoch chi erioed o enau plant bychain a rhai yn sugno y perffeithiaist foliant. Ac efe a'i gadawodd hwynt ac aeth allan o'r ddinas i Bethania ac aletiodd yno. Dyma air yr arglwydd.
That I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to do something slightly different for this remembrance commemoration. I've been doing Remembrance Day services for nearly 40 years. I think the first one was in November 1984. And usually I've concentrated on the personal stories of the fallen and their families. Today, I want to talk a little about the cause for which they died. I've been doing services like this for 40 years, but I can't remember one where I thought that there was so much danger of war as there is today. Of course, there have been wars in those decades, and wars in which British forces were involved, especially in the Middle East, but in the Falklands and in Northern Ireland too. But never before have I led this service when two sovereign European nations were at war. The situation in Ukraine brings the possibility of war literally too close to home. And so I want to talk about the cause for which the fallen gave their lives. The men and women whom we commemorate today, especially those who died in the Second World War, died so that people like Vladimir Putin, dictators and tyrants, would not have power in Britain, nor indeed in any of the countries in Western Europe which Hitler's fascist armies overran. They died so that we, the future generations of the West, might enjoy democracy and liberty. And there's the rub, because as well as the shadow of war in Ukraine, there hangs over our remembrance commemoration this year the fact that democracy in the West has never, I think since VE Day, looked so weak as it does today. In Britain, we know, our democracy has become a laughingstock. 5 prime ministers in 6 years. It's the kind of thing we used to laugh at Italy for. But even in Italy, they never had 5 prime ministers in 6 years, all from the same party. Meanwhile, in the USA, the country that's supposed to be the beacon of democracy for the free world, fully 40% of citizens believe that the result of their last presidential election in 2020 was at best unsound and at worst a fraud. Dictators like Putin and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping look at this chaotic turbulence and they're confident that the West has lost its grip. Putin clearly felt he could invade Ukraine with impunity. There's a real danger that we may yet see Xi Jinping take a similar view with regard to Taiwan. Democracy is in trouble, above all, because the truth is in trouble. There are other reasons, obviously the pandemic and the crash of 2008 have created very difficult circumstances for all governments. But democracy is in trouble above all because the truth is in trouble. It is, of course, a lie that the 2020 presidential election in the United States was stolen. The voting process has been exhaustively tested in no less than 63 court cases, of which Donald Trump and his supporters have lost every single one without exception. But truth is not only in trouble on the right. If 40% of Americans believe in the election steal, it's also the case that a similar, perhaps slightly smaller proportion of Americans, different people, apparently believe that human beings are not born male or female. And again, one would have to say they believe that in the teeth of all the available evidence. It's become fashionable to speak not of the truth, but of my truth. But it's a shift in language that puts the things I say beyond the scope of proper debate. On the left, for example, if J.K. Rowling suggests that there might actually be such a thing as a woman, she gets cancelled and ostracised. On the right, whatever it says on Trump's Truth Social feed, however ludicrously incredible, is the truth. Everything else is dismissed as fake news. But if we can't contest each other's truth, then no proper debate is possible. And if no proper debate is possible, democracy is impossible too. Increasingly, our young people, and lest we forget, if it did come to war, these are the people who'd have to fight it. Our young people are turned off by all this. Not least, of course, because the environment, the issue which most concerns and unites them, is still struggling to find its way to anywhere near the centre of our political concerns. There are polls, indeed, suggesting that compared to what they're seeing now, young people would prefer to democracy a competent dictatorship. It's a point of view, of course. Just don't try telling it to a Ukrainian. The heroic resistance of the Ukrainian forces and the fact that the West has retained sufficient unity to support them in the face of Putin's mad aggression are two important signs of hope in these dangerous times. Democracy is still worth fighting for. This week's American midterm elections have offered another glimmer. The final results are still unclear, But we do know at least that Republican candidates who supported the view that the 2020 election was stolen did much less well than was predicted. Not least, apparently, because if the Republicans could find candidates who believed such nonsense, they were, by definition, so bizarre a set of fools that many traditional Republican voters couldn't bring themselves to support them. Donald Trump is no longer the bookies' favourite to win the Republican nomination in 2024. Cue sighs of relief in London, Berlin, Paris, and above all, one suspects, in Kyiv. If you think this address has been a bit depressing, trust me, it would have been worse if those midterm results had gone the other way. Meanwhile, back in the craziness that our own politics has become, the members of the Conservative Party have finally managed to choose the one who told them the truth. Magna est veritas et priva labet, says the proverb. Perhaps it still holds that the truth is great and shall prevail. In fact, there's no such thing, I don't think, as my truth. There is only truth and truthfulness. If you and I have different understandings of the truth, we need to listen to each other to see if we can arrive at a fuller understanding. The gold standard in Christian communication is what St. Paul calls speaking the truth in love, and he suggests it's the only way to hold a grown-up conversation. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. No longer children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery and craftiness in deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Christ. Into Christ who said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Amen.
Thank you.
Time now for our prayers. We begin, as usual, with the Lord's Prayer. Our intercessions, God willing, will be led by Richard, of course, a former serviceman, and he'll record them in his hospital bed as we think and pray for him. So let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. In tad at anoite na nevoith sancte theodor enu, de led de dernas gunnele de wachlis, megisen ene vechli ar vear hebid. Deron i heddiw ein barab i nyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau ni na ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwen ni brofedigaeth, eithyr gwared ni rhag drwg, can i seiddo ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
Let us pray. There is a winter in all our lives, a chill and darkness that makes us yearn for days that have gone, or put our hope in days yet to be. The seasons are an endless wonder of glory. We need a winter in our lives, a time of rest, a time to stand still, a time to reacquaint ourselves with the faith in which we live. It is only then that we can draw strength from the one in whom we are rooted, to take time to grow and rise through the darkness into the warm glow of your springtime, to blossom and flourish, bring colour and vitality into this world, your garden. Thank you, Father, for the seasons of our lives. Amen. Prayers for peace. Today is that very special Remembrance Sunday, when we remember with grateful thanks those who gave their lives in order that others may live. Their sacrifice should never be forgotten. They gave their lives in World War I in what was called the war to end all wars, and sadly this proved not to be true, with World War II following on and many conflicts since. Even today in 2022, the threat of escalating war exists in Europe. We continue to pray for peace in the world, especially in Ukraine, which is suffering from a totally legal and unjust war perpetrated by Russia and fomented by Putin. We pray for the people of Ukraine, especially those who have lost loved ones in this very cruel and unjustified conflict. We pray for other areas of the world where, as a result of war, families and children are left to starve, are left homeless. Refugees are everyone's problem, and playing pass the parcel with people's lives is not a solution and merely adds to the problem. We pray for a change in the hearts of world leaders, a change to reflect the attitude, it is not our problem, is no longer acceptable. We give thanks for the families here in Wales that have taken strangers into their own homes and made them feel welcome. They are indeed good Samaritans. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our beautiful but broken world. Lord, you gave us a beautiful, bountiful world full of all we need to flourish, and yet we despoil it, putting future generations at risk. We pray that the leaders of our world, our scientists, and all the peoples of the earth can set aside all differences and come together in a spirit of renewal and understanding of the challenges that lie ahead, with a desire to secure the future of our planet. Help them to set aside self-interest and short-term gain for the greater good. Fill them with a powerful spirit of cooperation and willingness to go the extra mile to save our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for tolerance and understanding between peoples. Lord, your world is a world made up of many different races, cultures and religions. The world is also a place of religious and racial and religious intolerance, as rife today as it has ever been. We pray for a change in people's hearts, a change to reflect the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing new spirit of tolerance, understanding, forgiveness among peoples. There is no room in this world for racism. We are all your children, equal in your eyes, Lord. Help us be reflected in all peoples. We pray for Christian leaders throughout the world, that there may be freedom and free of prosecution, and able to preach the word. We pray for our own leaders, Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Eileen, Canon John Lewis,
I lean on our leaders, Matthew, Judith and Richard. Fill them with the Spirit to preach and teach the word of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We offer prayers for those in our midst who are suffering ill health at this time. We pray for healing and renewing, a refreshing, a reviving and restoring of the Spirit in them. We pray for those who mourn the loss of a loved one, those whose days are blighted by grief. Bring them comfort in their loss and hope that knowing that they are now with you in your eternal kingdom, be with them, Lord, in their hour of need. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.